Father, we bless your name. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We worship you, Lord. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, O Lord. We worship you. We return all glory unto you, O God, for you are great, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love over us. We honor you, O Lord, today. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We lift up our voices. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Lord, for you are good, you are great, and your mercy endures forever. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his God is good and his mercy endures forever over your life. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak over your day that in the name of Jesus, I declare that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I take delivery of God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda over my life, every agenda of the wicked over me. You are canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare that favor becomes my norm. In the name of Jesus, I declare favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, I command every satanic agenda over my life is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I promote the agenda of grace. I promote the agenda of mercy over my day today. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every satanic conspiracy over my day. In the name of Jesus, you are canceled. You are frustrated. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the word of God says, no weapon that is put together to stand against me that will prosper. No weapon that is formed against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon of the enemy that is put together into this day, they will not prosper. They are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that every works of the enemy over my life today is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day that every second, every minute, every hour will produce evidence of God's provision, will produce evidence of divine favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from the Lord, not just ordinary help, divine help, supernatural help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my day aligned with my prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the word of the Lord. I declare I am not confused, for I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I cancel every spirit of confusion in this day. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of error. I will not fall into error. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy, for the Lord will order my step. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into perversion. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of blessing of this day. The gates of blessing, doors of blessing of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord overshadow my day. In the name of Jesus, I say today that the presence of the Lord go with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your presence go before me as a shield and be with me as a defense. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the presence of the Lord becomes my protection. The glory of the Lord becomes my covering. The fire of the Lord becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, I declare confusion into the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy acceleration, supernatural speed with accuracy into my day. in the name of Jesus. Every gathering that is not of God, in the name of Jesus, their gathering is scattered in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. I speak to you this day that I am moving forward in you. I am advancing in every sphere of my life. I am not stopping. I cannot be stopped. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not follow the evil cycle of yesterday. I go forward today. In the name of Jesus, I go out today and I possess the blessings of the day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this day, the favor of the Lord is upon me. This day, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus. This day, you are not a continuation of evil of yesterday, of last week. In the name of Jesus, the cycle of evil is broken. Evil ordinance is cancelled. In the name of Jesus. Oh, every evil confession, evil words that has been spoken into this day, words that has been spoken intentionally or carelessly, either to me or through me, I cancel you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every demonic language, every demonic expression in this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Evil expression of darkness, expressions of sickness, infirmity, diseases, accident, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Evil agenda is canceled over my life. I activate the language of blessing, the language of prophet, the language of favor upon my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I enjoy angelic assistance. I receive angelic assistance, for his word has said concerning me that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. As I go today, I enjoy the protection of the Lord. I enjoy angelic assistance. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are going to continue in the prayer that we started yesterday. You remember our anchor scripture is from the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2 and verse 3. We read verse 2 yesterday. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. It is promised by the word of the Lord unto you that the Lord will go before you. As long as you carry the presence of the Lord, it is the word of the Lord. He said he will go before you and he will make every crooked place straight. Not only that, anything that appears as an hindrance, he will break them in pieces. Gate of brass that has been standing long before you, that by your effort you cannot open, you cannot break through. He said he's going to break them into pieces and he will cut in sunder the bars of iron. Every bars of hindrance is going to root them out. He will cut them asunder so that you will have your inheritance. You will have your way to walk through to the other side of breakthrough. Yesterday, we prayed from the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We are still going to be praying with that scripture passage, but I want you to add this to it. Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. I want you to pray this morning. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. I want us to stop there, and that is where your prayer is going to come from. I want you to arise today and pray that I frustrate every enchanted event that is organized to send me back to where I have left, that is organized to send me back to the life that I have left, that is organized to stop me from going forward, that I frustrate you in the name of Jesus. The scriptures have said, there is no enchantment against me. I stand on the word of the Lord. I frustrate any form of enchanted event that the enemy has organized, enchanted event that is put together to send me back. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I frustrate your efforts in the name of Jesus. Your enchanted event is frustrated, is canceled by the blood of Jesus. Listen to me. This is one of the reasons why you are praying this prayer, the enemy has organized an event into your dream, whereby you see yourself in that dream in a place where you have left long time ago, probably in a house that you have lived before. The condition by which you lived in that house was not okay, but by the blessings of the Lord, by the hand of his grace, he brought you out of that house. That is God bringing you out of Egypt, and he has set your feet on the path to the promised land. But now you are seeing yourself in that same house, in that same school that you have left before. Beloved, you need to pray. Tell the Lord that I cancel every enchanted event that was to return me back to where I have left. I have left Egypt. I have crossed over the Red Sea. The Lord has planted my feet. He has placed my feet on the path to my promised land. I cannot be stopped. I am not going back. I cancel every enchanted event that want to stop me, that want to send me back. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, I break every evil seal by the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ has broken the seal by his blood. Every evil seal that is placed on my destiny, in the name of Jesus, you are broken today by the blood of Jesus. I break you right now by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that I am not going back. My journey is not backward. I am going forward, in the name of Jesus. Every form of event that the enemy has organized, put together to bring me down, I frustrate your efforts, in the name of Jesus. I have crossed over from the house of bondage to the realm of joy and liberty. And his word has said, if the Son shall therefore set you free, you shall be free indeed. The Son of God, my Lord Jesus, has set me free. He has delivered me from the house of bondage into the realm of joy and liberty. I am not going back. I have crossed over. I cannot be stopped. I am going forward, in the name of Jesus. Evil events that is put together to draw me back, to hold me down, you are frustrated, you are cancelled in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil event, event of demotion, event of sickness, event of stoppage, in the name of Jesus, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you right now. You will not manifest expressions of evil event to send me back to where I have left. In the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not find expression in my life. You will not find expression in my day. The Lord has made me to cross over. I have crossed over, in the name of Jesus. You will not find expression in my life. You will not manifest in my life. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray, ordinance of darkness, I blot you out with the blood of Jesus. Every ordinance of darkness over my life, I blot you out with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here this morning, and by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we continue from here tomorrow. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, every evil event that the enemy has put together, enchanted event that the enemy has put together to pull you down, to pull a stop in the journey of your life, in the name of Jesus, they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I frustrate today every plan of the enemy over your life, in the name of Jesus. This is what the word of the Lord is saying concerning you. There is no enchantment against you, neither is there any divination against you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are delivered from the realm of bondage. You are delivered from the house of bondage. You are delivered from the house of bondage, in the name of Jesus. You have crossed over from the house of bondage into the realm of joy, into the realm of liberty, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is what the Lord is saying concerning you. Behold, you will arise as a great lion, and you lift yourself as a young lion. Oh, and you will not lie down until you eat the prey and drink the blood of the slain. For the Lord has given unto you victory. According to the time of life, it will be said concerning you. Oh, behold, this is what God has done. The blessings of the Lord will be your evidence upon your life, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You are not going back, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. He has given you strength. You are not going back, in the name of Jesus. Expressions of evil is canceled over your life, In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. And let me remind you that by the grace of God, next week Thursday is our program, a special program. Next week Thursday, by the grace of God, by 12 noon at the same venue, Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.